By this point, I can understand the skeptic's reaction. Very little of this research has been done in the United States, and it also seems to violate many of our cherished laws of physics. Hardly anyone in the Western world is aware of the Russian investigations into the source field that we will discuss later on, in which these strange anomalies have elegant new explanations. In this chapter, I ask you to be patient with me as I explain to you all the different things pyramids can do, because until you see the full extent of what we now know, any preliminary explanations will be incomplete and difficult to understand. Our ancient ancestors were confident enough in the value of this technology that they erected the most perfect structure in recorded human history as a pyramid shape, not a big square box. Many other magnificent pyramids appear throughout Egypt and South America, and new research suggests there may also be pyramids in Bosnia, Italy, Greece, Slovenia, Russia, and China, among others, though most of them, except for the ones in China, are covered with dirt, trees, and other vegetation, making them harder to spot. Some of them may also be natural mountains that were sculpted into a pyramid shape. The Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun would be over twice the size of the Great Pyramid, and the geometric symmetry of this unusual mountainous area is very compelling. Why keep manipulating these massive, multi-ton stone blocks again and again, shape entire mountains like pyramids, and/or build giant pyramid-shaped mounds of dirt if there's no good reason for doing so? Why would so many different cultures independently get the same idea to build structures using techniques that may very well surpass our own level of technology? Once you start exploring the mysteries of what pyramids can actually do, this makes much more sense. Pyramid power, reboot. Regardless of the facts, the entire concept of pyramid power had collapsed into little more than an urban myth until 2001, when Dr. John DeSalvo's Giza Pyramid Research Association website first published the results of breathtaking new Russian pyramid studies for the Western world. The story begins in 1990, when Moscow scientist and defense engineer Dr. Alexander Golod began building large pyramids within Russia and the Ukraine. 17 pyramids had been constructed by 2001 in 8 different sites within Russia and the Ukraine. And by summer of 2010, more than 50 pyramids have been built worldwide, with the majority still in Russia and the Ukraine. Dr. Golod built each of his pyramids from an internal framework of PVC pipes covered with fiberglass sheets, forming smooth faces. They were all built to fit the golden section, the so-called phi ratio of 1 to 1.618, that appears so often in the growth patterns of living organisms, such as the spirals of seashells. This proportion makes Golod's structures steeper than the Great Pyramid, with a slope angle of about 70 degrees. The top stretches up to a distance about twice as high as the Great Pyramid goes, relative to the perimeter of its base, making Golod's pyramids look more like obelisks, church steeples, or the bedels on Greek-Roman coins. Golod's largest pyramid soars at 144 feet, 44 meters in height, weighs more than 55 tons, took 5 years to complete, and cost him more than $1 million to build. It was finished in 1999 and used non-conductive materials without a single metal element. Golod found that any metal in the pyramid structure caused the seemingly magic effects to significantly decrease, if not disappear entirely, as if it had an absorbing effect upon whatever mysterious energy fields might be at work. This is one of the key design elements that could make a skeptic's attempts to replicate pyramid power fail. In the U.S. Capitol, the Washington Monument was built into an obelisk, perhaps another attempt to utilize such hidden technology by the United States government. But it has a great deal of metal in it, and therefore cannot be anywhere near as effective as Golod's pyramids. Dr. John DeSalvo's Giza Pyramid Research Association website summarized Dr. Golod's results, along with those of his many professional colleagues. Many different experiments were done using these pyramids that include studies in medicine, ecology, agriculture, physics, and other areas. What is significant about this work is that it has been carried out by top scientists in Russia and Ukraine and scientifically documents the changes that occur in these pyramids. As you can see, this was not a cult or armchair science at all. It was being taken very seriously at the highest levels, and serious amounts of time and money were invested in these experiments. I was amazed when I read Dr. Volodymyr Krasnoholovets' summary of this research back in 2001. Even though the English translation made it difficult to follow, I certainly understood the implications of what they had found. And this was a vast, multidisciplinary effort from many top minds of the former Soviet military-industrial complex. After the fall of the Iron Curtain, they still had their research labs and budgets, but didn't have to spend their time fighting wars. Dr. Golod's pyramids provided them with wonderful opportunities for scientific exploration. The only tragic part of the story was that no mainstream academic journal would publish their results, despite the meticulous care they took in using the strictest scientific protocols. The main reason for this seems to be that entrenched power groups would be heavily threatened by all the technological breakthroughs these discoveries would provide. The Pyramid of Life website explains how much attention these pyramids have generated on an international level.